RadioMD.com.
Listen, it's Health Radio. Here's Melanie Cole.
We hear so much about being out in the sun and the dangers of skin cancer. So some people decide, well, I'm not going to do that. And then they use those fake tans, the spray tanners. But are the chemicals in those almost or equally as dangerous as being out in the actual sun itself? My guest is Dr. Reynold Panettiere. He's the Deputy Director for Toxicology at the University of Pennsylvania. Welcome to the show, Dr. Panettiere. So tell us a little bit about spray tans. What's in that stuff and why does it give such a glow?
Sure. So, Melanie, the spray is really dihydroacetone, also known as DHA. It's found also, by the way, in red wine. But it was devised very early in the 1960, 1970, as a way of colorizing the skin, especially for people with vitiligo. Subsequently, it was recognized that rubbing it on your skin didn't give you an even tan, and the concept was, how about aerosolizing it? And aerosolizing and spray tanning effectively gave a much more uniform and more attractive approach to staining the skin. Now, the way DHA works is it actually stains DNA in dead cells. So when you're putting this on your skin, which is composed primarily of dead squamous cells, then it really has very little systemic absorption, which is what you want. But as people develop finer and finer aerosols to get better and more uniform tanning, what was recognized is people, and especially the operators, started to inhale the medication. Now, when you inhale the medicine, the intake of that is now not any longer on dead cells, but is now getting inhaled into a surface area the size of a tennis court in the lung. And the question became, did the DHA get into and is that causing a problem ultimately? So the FDA never extensively studied the safety of the aerosol, and this all came to light and has subsequently led to the FDA to state a warning about aerosol or spray tanning, and especially for operators to have protective gear so that they diminish the exposure, the inhaled exposure. Now, to the individual patient wearing or to the individual subject using spray tanning, you can imagine it's not desirable to have a mask on. It would sort of diminish the tan uniformity. So that led to recommendations that one needs to be cautious in the use of spray tanning, that the frequent use of it and the inhalation of it may lead to other complications. Certainly DHA can be a carcinogen, and so it does need to be carefully sprayed ultimately to diminish those risks.
So you say a mask would work, but, you know, I mean, maybe if you did your whole body first. I mean, I'm not somebody who would ever use one anyway, but I can see where the aerosol would be sort of the risk. So are there any creams or rub-on ones that work?
The ointments and creams are perfectly safe, and they've been FDA vetted. There's virtually no absorption. So application of DHA directly to the skin has no real risk. It's really the aerosol that's the concern, and the nebulized form or the spray form. So much so that many of the tan booths have embraced the FDA recommendations, and now the operator doesn't even stand near the spray or doesn't deliver the spray. They go into tanning booths, as you're familiar. Now, ultimately, the tan delivered by DHA is going to be safer than exposing yourself repetitively to UVA and UVB light, which could also be a carcinogen. So we have to take that into account also, Melanie.
So what about the coloring? I mean, we've got the DHAs and, you know, the are there other colorings? Because there's that weird glow I mentioned at the beginning, that weird sheen. What else is in there that we might want to be concerned about? And if we have an open cut or something, Dr. Pelletieri, does that, you know, does that contribute to yikes?
Yeah, well, no doubt about it. Any kind of open cut, anywhere the barrier has been disrupted, the epidermal barrier disrupted, that allows for transit of the molecules into the system in circulation.
So when we're thinking about tanning, we all know that, you know, certainly being out in the sun feels good. You get your vitamin D, but wearing sunblock is definitely important. You know, and if you've got kids, you know that racing around trying to put cream on them is never that easy. So you have to, you know, race around with the spray, but keep reapplying. All my skin docs, every single one of them, talk about the reapplication and how many times that you need them, and that you want to make sure it's a broad spectrum sunscreen. But if you are going to try some of these spray tanners, as Dr. Panettiere said, you know, the aerosol that's in there is can be absorbed through the lungs, and you don't want to breathe that crap in. It's horrible for you. And, you know, besides which, it looks like I've never seen anybody. Maybe you're going to, you know, say something to me. You've seen somebody where it looks real. But Dr. Panettiere, they look fake. Do you even like the way they look?
Well, that's a quality versus quantity question, and I'm not going to render an opinion. Each
okay, come on, you can.
Interpretation and beauty, you know. The other additives are unlikely to have been tested by inhalation. So I would raise caution. The topical administration of these things are pretty much safe, and they've been studied not only in animals but also in humans in a variety of assays. So I'm not that concerned, even when the sheen is a bit peculiar.
It is. It's a little yikes. Okay, so in just the last minute and a half, what should we do to make sure we're protected? If you are somebody who really wants to get that spray tan on, give us like your top three tips as the take, or five, that as the take-home message from this segment and this study.
Okay, great, Melanie. Well, the bottom line here is the rules of toxicology follow. More is not better, and duration of exposure puts one at risk. So it's not only dose, but it's exposure duration. So cautious. If one is doing spray tanning, you'd like to do that infrequently. On a weekly basis, I think you're really pushing the limits. The second is inhalation. Inhalation hasn't been proven to be safe for these molecules, so anything that could diminish the inhalation of DHA into the body that would then be systemic in nature needs to be cautioned. I think the judicious use of spray tanning infrequently and maybe every couple months or so is likely safe. However, if you're going on a weekly basis and spraying in and about the face, the nares, and the mouth, or even in and around the ear canal, recognize that the potential for systemic absorption is a clear risk. I think the judicious use of it is safe. And again, think of creams. If you can use the creams, that has clearly been vetted by the FDA to be without consequences on health.
Well, thank you so much. It's great information. And so as Dr. Panettiere said, you know, you can use them, but use them judiciously. Maybe wear protective eyewear if you're going to have the mist, or nose filters, or make sure your lips, because those are mucous membranes, make sure those are protected. So if you are going to get one of those eerie, kind of glowy tans, just make sure you protect yourself in those areas where it could be absorbed. You're listening to Radio MD, the show's Health Radio. Stay well and stay tuned.